Oh, he got the last one.
That kills it for the fucking podcast. Yeah,
bye bye podcast. Fuck bitches. Now we're gonna fuck around now.
No doubt, man. And right now we got Suge Knight Jr. on the line, man. What's good?
Ain't nothing, man. Another hot ass day. High gas prices.
Yeah, fuck.
Where are you at now?
Atlanta. In Georgia.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Now, what y'all doing today, temperature wise?
Temperature wise, it's 96.
Oh, fuck that.
It feels like 103 heat index wise.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, because y'all got that humidity like we got.
That humidity is a mug, man.
I would move.
Yeah, but these women dressing like that's their birthday party, so you can enjoy that. I know that makes up for it.
Sin flicks.
Yeah. What's the topic, yo?
Oh man, should we popping off on a whole bunch of shit, man? We was talking about the Lil Wayne album that leaked. I'm not sure if you had a chance to hear it. If you did, give us your opinion on that. What else was we? Should we had a whole number of things.
Lil Wayne fuckery,
KFC Pride 360.
Yeah.
Wayne got to chill with that, man. He know damn well he benefited from the mixtapes, you know.
Oh yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I mean, that was a bad swipe to take.
I fuck with the mixtape heads. Like I said, I used to DJ myself. My brother's on the independent scene. These industry cats start getting disgruntled, you know, when they're not making the bread that they should be making.
Yeah.
Wayne has came to my small ass town like 3 times in the past year and a half to perform. He shouldn't be on the road like that, you know. So he's not getting them royalty checks that he should be seeing from Baby and them, you know.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
That's definitely what it is. He ain't getting that bread. That's why all the talk was him about running the Def Jam and these other people. He ain't getting that bread.
They treat him like Aunt Sally the crackhead, like, you know, taking them checks. Sign your check, damn it.
He loves him like a son because the boy don't challenge him like Julie and everybody else did, you know?
It might be something to that.
Here, let me get a kiss on the lips real quick.
you know, kiss me on the lips and shut your mouth, you know, and it's all gravy, you know, and he look up to him as a father figure, so he got him brainwashed, you know, and
I'm going to put this in your piggy bank, Dunny.
Here's lashing out against the mix. He ain't the first one. You heard Jermaine Dupri open his mouth the other day.
And I meant to touch on that. Didn't really get a chance to earlier. But so you don't think there's any truth? Because honestly, I thought JD had a point. I think DJs are doing a little bit too much nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. DJs want to be stars now.
Exactly.
And you think the game, everybody wants to be stars. The video hoes like Superhead want to be a star, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But don't
There's cake to be made, so why not?
But you got to agree, though, that if DJs start getting into, they start swerving into other lanes that necessarily ain't meant for them, shit can get out of order. You agree or no?
Yeah, but I mean, hip hop's been out of order, you know?
That's true.
I mean, I remember
that's
when Crew came in the game, he messed the game up, you know?
Yeah, but it's just like, I mean, how much can it, I mean, fuck, I mean, it's been out of order, but damn, you keep adding more and more problems, the shit get more and more fucked up, because how big could this DJ versus MC shit get? It could get, you know.
I don't think that's the case. I think rappers have to understand DJs have always been a fundamental part of hip-hop.
No doubt.
I grew up in the golden era where DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. It was Eric B. and Rakim. The DJ always had a prominent role.
So now that
you have Khaled putting out banging albums, you know, K-Slay having an impact, the boy out there on the West Coast, Ski, you know? You know, they feeling uncomfortable. They're so egotistical about their spot that they don't want to share it with DJs. What the fuck's up with that?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
You know,
and
it's because
they're dealing with producers now, man. They're not even, I mean, back then they weren't fucking with producers. They were fucking with the DJs, making them the break beats and shit. And they weren't.
Exactly.
Now they got the producer. It's like, fuck a DJ. We don't even need him no more.
Yeah.
Unless I'm on tour.
That's the egos of these damn rappers. The record companies that built the rappers into their, you know, they're on this rock star superstar thing.
Hell
you know?
Kanye.
Yeah, that's true.
you know, he's a superhero
with an iron jaw.
Bodyguards, you can't hardly talk to them. That's why I appreciate y'all show, because you get to talk to cats like Killer Mike and NYO directly, you know?
Yeah.
It's rare to have that. These boys need to get off their little
ego trip and let people know this is for everybody, you know?
No doubt. Well, that's you got some good points on that topic. As far as the album itself, have you actually had a chance to hear the Carter 3 yet?
I ain't trying to listen to that shit.
You don't want to hear the best mixtape of the decade.
Hold on. Let him say what he's going to say. What's up?
No, he's a banging artist, but all these singles are just singles slapped together.
I want to hear
a damn album.
I agree
with that.
It's a mixtape.
Yeah.
All of them hot. The singles are hot. I don't agree with that. The song with him and David Banner produced. All these clips are hot, but when you put it together in an album, it doesn't hold the attention
cannabis.
So you're saying collectively
albums, you know,
you're saying
like the Dirty Mobs or the Chronic or you know or Jay-Z albums, you know.
So you're saying collectively the album as a whole is shit.
Collectively, he doesn't make good albums. He has banging singles. Wayne is hot,
but that's all he's been doing for 3 years.
Album has to be crafted where it has a theme.
That's what he's been doing.
Exactly. I thought the Carter 2 had a theme.
The Carter 3 you were talking about.
Yeah, no, I'm saying he hasn't had.
Well, I would know because the mixtapes burn you out so much you're like, fuck listening to the album.
Hell yeah.
Now, I agree there because Wayne has been a fucking mixtape junkie. I think sometimes to the point where he does it too much.
He made himself a junkie overall. You know, when you're listening to Dedication, Droughts, and all this stuff, you know, you don't need an album. The album bores you compared to the mixtapes, you know?
What was that one track from, the one he did at the BET Awards?
Gossip was on the leak. That was the Carter 3 The Leak.
The Leak.
But then he didn't put it on the fucking
album. It's going to be on a bonus track. It's supposed to be on a bonus track.
They do silly political shit like that on albums that make me don't want to listen.
Hell yeah. But you know what? That song sucked. The recording studio version sucked.
The live version was crazy.
The live version was better.
Yeah.
The recording was good, but the live one was on fire because you had the crowd reacting in the background.
But he was way more into it, too.
You see the passion that he had.
He was leaning you know? Like Quarter Past Six.
Now, I'm not hating. I hope he does real good numbers on it because, you know, it might inspire others to make great albums and stuff like that, but to me, it's not. I'm used to concept albums.
And I like concept albums. I mean, I prefer concept albums.
It's a thorough album.
But all that slapping singles together, and we got this feature from T-Pain, this feature from this song. I hear that crap all the time. Those, you know, that don't hold my attention, you know.
Fuck a feature, man. Fuck a feature. Hey, we appreciate the call, Suge Knight, man.
Yeah, real anytime, man. I'll keep listening. Y'all keep doing your thing, man.
That's what's up.
You know, and stay out this heat.
No doubt.
I hear that, man.
Give us three.
All right, bro. Oh, man.
Good people. You know, we should just... We said we were going to close a podcast, dude, but we didn't do the water challenge. And we skipped out on the fucking voicemails, dude.
Damn, we got another call.
Who's in the building?
Go ahead and pass that through.
Hey, Flo, man. What's up?
Flo, let's go.
We got him right here.
You got Flo, man.
Flo, man, what's popping, bro?
Ew.
Oh, you know how I do, man. Just, I got out of work, man. I was listening to y'all live at work.
All right.
I'm on my way back home right now.
What are you working on a Saturday for?
Man, I work at Best Buy getting yelled at by people.
Fuck Best Buy.
I make money, man.
Hell yeah, you got to get it any way possible.
Hey, y'all need to step your customer service game up, dude.
This bad.
You guys suck. Don't listen to that white guy.
Hey, can you do something for Vanilla Face?
What's up with the
dude,
Vanilla Face?
I just left, man. Come on now.
I'm just fucking with you, man.
We just messing with you. What's good, though, man?
Man, I was just checking in, man. You know, I rarely get to catch y'all live, man. I catch a snippet here and there.
I feel you.
Download all your podcasts. And, you know, figured, man, let my voice be heard again. You know?
I feel that. Now, you in Texas. It's got to be hotter than a bitch down there right now. It's got to be burning up.
89 degrees out here, man, but it rained earlier today, so it's muggy than a mother.
See, you got the same shit we
got. He said 89?
That ain't that bad.
We just talked to a dude from Atlanta.
Hold on. Have you ever been to the Texas?
No.
89 in the Texas.
The Texas
is different than the mid.
Yeah, they humidity be like in the 90s.
Oh my god.
They should be crazy.
Fuck that, man.
Yeah, I know you.
I live in Northeast Texas. It never gets that hot, but we got a lake like, you know, 10 miles down the road, man, and it's just
You guys don't know nothing about heat. You guys don't know nothing.
Yeah, we surrounded by them.
With you.
Yeah, them Great Lakes. I can relate for real. That shit be muggy as fuck.
Yeah, but see, I was born in Georgia, man, and that's, you know, mosquitoes and all the insects, and that's just, you know, It's a different kind of heat. It's a kind of heat make you want to commit suicide.
On a block of ice. Just drop this block of ice on my skull.
You take bays and off. You know, just.
So hey, did you check the did you check the album, the Lil Wayne album,
Carter 3?
Man, I actually got that in the deck right now, man. I like the first five tracks, and then after that, I just start skipping.
It falls off. Okay, I agree with you. I like tracks 1, 2, 3. I don't like 4.
You like 12? Misunderstood. Well, the last
yeah, misunderstood.
If I hear this lollipop
fire.
Joint one more time, I'm gonna kill.
I'm gonna stab somebody in their mouth with this lollipop. Pause.
So all in all, what you thinking about the album? Probably what you give it a rating out of 5?
It's a 6. You know what I'm saying? Wayne,
No. Out of 5, Denny. Out of 5, Denny.
6 out of 10. That's the 3 out of 5.
I'm thinking out of 10, but we're going to have to go with a 3 then.
3.
He's right there with me.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm thinking, man. It's not trash, but it's not. It definitely ain't live up to the hype.
Yeah.
XXL had that shit the most waited on album of last year.
I work at Best Buy, man, and they actually had to put up a sign to tell people that the album had been pushed back. And
fuck no.
People coming in store upset.
Are they pushing
the album out yet?
Quick question. Texas, primarily, what color were the people who were looking for this album?
In Northeast Texas.
Yeah.
Man, about 13, 14, 15-year-old black girl.
Oh, really?
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought it would be all... Hey guy,
all the white chicks.
I
want to
bump some shit in my. I want to bump some shit in my dad's Camaro.
I mean, just in my experience, you know, niggas tend to download and bootleg shit.
Thank you.
I've
said that shit before.
That's
it, niggas. We will get that shit any way we fucking can
and say we bought it.
I mean, I'm the same way. I ain't bought an album since 2001.
Wow. So. Actually, shouts to being honest. You say 2001.
Wow.
Was it? Get rich or die trying. If I had my hard drive, I would be under the jail.
Oh, shit. What are you going to say when people start bootlegging your shit?
Man, right now, I just want to be heard. So.
Yeah. Bootleg away, right?
Yeah,
I feel that, man. So yeah, we just spun one of your tracks. I think it was last episode, man. We had one of your newer ones, man. When's the newest album going to be coming out?
I got the track EP, actually. It's called The Reinvention. It's dropping July 22nd. It's going to be on iTunes.
All right.
But I'm going to have it as a free download on my MySpace.
Okay.
What's your MySpace?
Go get that. But
what's your MySpace?
If you want to support, they can go get it on iTunes.
What's your MySpace?
MySpace.com/BlackManX.
That's what's
okay.
up.
You know, go check me out.
Yeah, that free download is a good look.
I just want to plug me and my partner Lization. We got an album called The Wait Is Over with, you know, a single called Candy on My Doors. And, you know, you can also hear that on my MySpace. And, you know, I'm just throwing that out there.
No doubt, man. No, sure, ain't got no problem with that, man. Thanks for your call, though, man. We appreciate it.
No problem, man. All right, bro.
Be easy.
I like that plug.
That's Flow Man right there.
You want to jump into a track?
Yeah, we about to spend one. Now, I feel what you're saying about the water challenge, but I tell you what, man, shit is still going smooth. We still on smooth beats. We will get to it right after this.
Yeah, we got 20 minutes in the podcast. We got a couple minutes on smooth beats.
Smooth beats, yeah. So, yeah, we get to your water challenge coming up.
All right.
Motherfucker, you better be ready.
Yeah, we're going to fucking
thirsty,
run the podcast.
Motherfucker, you.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Your motherfucker.
What are you queuing up?
I don't know.
Yo, let's throw that Jay-Z a Billy freestyle on.
Oh, no, I don't have that one yet. I need to get that
Both
over here.
Collie Buds or something.
How y'all like this?
Oh, yes.
It's that Nas, man. That new shit, man.
I love this
right
song.
Here,
I'm going to bump this tonight.
Fire.
You know, it's all right.
Just don't say the words, you motherfucker. Hoodhype.com.
They say we NIGGER. We are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, this history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we NIGGER. We are much more. But still we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the answer. We trust no black leaders. Use the stove to heat us. Powdered eggs and government cheeses. The calendars with Martin, JFK, and Jesus. Gotta be fresh to go to school with fly sneakers. Schools with outdated books. We are the forgotten. Summer's cooling off by the fire hydrant. Yeah, I'm from the ghetto, with old black women talking about they sugar level. It's not unusual to see photos of dead homies' funerals. Aluminum foil on TV antennas. Little TV sit on top the big TV eating TV dinners. Girls dyed their hair with Kool-Aid. They gave us lemons, we made lemonade. But this nigga's paid, ancestry of slaves. Descendant of kings is necessary, yeah. Bling, put rims on everything. Wear Tims on every scene. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, this history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. But still, we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the answer. Do I mean it like a slave master? Nigga, no, I'm gangster. Gotta eat rappers. My abbreviation was young when I caught the cases. That should mean the court could see my changes. Take off the bracelets. Savage went broke. Smoke sour diesel, need no Bowflex. My chest still cut up like a bag of dope. Thought patterns consist of boss matters. Spit Moses' lost commandments like a gross sandwich out my mouth. Toast to government cameras peeping us every week. I must have my cars, homes, and phones sweep for bugs. But this is what I was dreaming of. Between cutting hard coke with new razors slicing my fingers up. They used to string us up. We wanted everything. But the one bringing us cake be the snakes like the... like the new Jack City wedding scene. No time for mistake, trying to get it like Medellin. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. Still, we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, this history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. But still, we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking my for? Nigga. You the question what and the answer. Yep. People afraid of criticism, but I always put myself in a sacrificial position. They been know I ain't just rapping for fame. I got my old homie half-sister father asking for change. Yep, I get a cash up. This paper don't matter. They see me from skinny to fatter. When I rap about war, they got a tendency to scatter. They ain't my backup no more. So now my enemies are at my front door. Cause anytime we mention our condition, our history, our existence, they calling it reverse racism. Still to this day the streets torn. My brother Jung, I always have a seat for him. Not behind me, beside me. You always know where to find me. They say the close ones will hurt you. So let's keep a small circle. On the road to riches and diamond rings. In the land of the blind, the man with one eye is the king. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. Still we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, this history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. But still we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the answer.
Yeah.
Yo!
Like, what's between with hair?
Oh, we got someone on. Hold up.
Hold up
a second, buddy.
What's good? We got a caller.
Right,
what's good? Who's
all
this?
Right.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Brandon from Illinois, man.
Oh, what's up,
what's up, Brandon?
What's going on, man?
Shit, not too much, man. Shit,
sitting
what
here
doing?
Watching the White Sox, drinking a beer in this hot weather.
Oh, y'all hot down there, too?
Is it 420 in where in Illinois? Where the fuck you
are? Oh, man.
Are you
fucked up? 420 is been passed.
Yo, look, he sounds like it's today for this dude.
You remember 420,
I was
though.
For that 420, but nah.
So what's good, man? You been listening on the live show?
Yeah, man. First time listener, too. You guys are doing your thing. I like how you mix, you know,
underground
artists and whatnot.
Oh, no, we appreciate that, man. So, go ahead and, you've been listening to the Lil Wayne. Have you heard the CD at all? The Carter 3?
Yeah, okay. First off, I'm going to go out there and say I've never been a Lil Wayne fan from the get-go.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Well, real quick, we gotta cut.
Yeah, we about to cut our stream or whatever, and we gonna keep you on the line.
Stay on. Smoothbeats.com.
Hey, I'm gonna keep it real with you though.
No, hold up.
Stank.
Smoothbeats listeners, check us out www.hoodhype.com. Come over there, chat with us, continue listening.
Yeah, we will be live. Give us a couple minutes here,
and we got a new section of the website. It's called Hood Chicks Send Flicks. Bitches,
did you get that in?
All right, go ahead. We're good.
All right, man. We can go ahead and continue with your conversation. So you was never a Lil Wayne fan. You don't like his style, or you don't like his?
I don't know, man. I just something about him. I just didn't like. Like I'm the same way with the Game too. I'm like, I don't like him.
Well, you know what they have in common, Major Fro.
What's that?
They're both black guys, man. They're black fellas.
Fucker. Pause.
Yeah. All right. So, but you admit though that he's an ill lyricist, though, right?
I don't know, man. He drives some suspect.
Who's
lines,
the illest lyricist like, you ever know? Who's the illest? Go.
Who is the illest?
Yes. Who is the illest?
Oh man, I don't know. It could go what duo or
no. Illest one MC. Who's your favorite MC right now?
Right now, modern.
Yeah, just so we know where you're coming from, so we can compare it.
I've mainly fucked with Outkast, man.
Okay.
New or old.
Dre 3000.
Havoc. Okay, I got a question for you. Havoc of Mobb Deep. Lyricist or not lyricist? Go.
Ooh, Havoc?
Havoc.
I'm going to go with not.
All right, thank you. Just checking. Okay. That was the light jab. I was checking out, making sure that we wasn't just speaking to a Herb or something. I wanted to make sure that you didn't say Havoc. If you would have said he was a lyricist, you would have heard the dial tone.
I dig that though.
So, man. So. No, he produces, but
not a lyricist. I dig it. Okay, so now we got your profile, Pimp. Now I'll go ahead and speak on Lil Wayne, so we know where you're coming from. Have you heard the album?
He lost me when, you know, he was talking that Mr. Carter, yeah, Jay-Z is like my all-time favorite.
Okay.
I fuck with Jay all day. But when he was talking that he was like, he said something just off the wall. He was like, Hector, Camacho Man, Randy Savage. I was like, huh?
No, what? He put that on the chat like 10
Camacho
times.
Camacho Man, Randy Savage. I was like, huh?
That's a Weezy-ism right there, man. That's something he do, because he don't write shit down.
If you leaning, you don't write.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from, but I was just like, man, what? And then when he was like you guys said earlier, the babyface joint, I listen to it. You know, I give everybody, you know, I want to see what's going on in the streets and what people are checking for.
All right.
But it was like, no. And then that T-Pain joint, it was too clubsy for me.
Yeah, that T-Pain track is garbage.
If it was on T-Pain's album, it'd be hot. It'd be like, wow, that was a good look. You got Lil Wayne
on
shit. Right,
right. But this is on Lil Wayne stuff, you know. I'm going to play it for my boys, though, because I hoop and shit.
Okay.
And we got a game tomorrow. And I'm going to be like, listen to this. They're probably going to be like, oh, Lil Wayne is hot. And I never liked Lollipop either.
Nah.
I heard it like 4 or 5 times a day, and I was just like, what's so good about this song? Even the remix,
it makes
too.
It long with the rap.
What's good about it?
The remix, he be going fucking crazy on it. So, man, all right.
And then he's on everybody else's remix track.
Yeah, he's overexposed. You know? He's overexposed. Hey,
thank you.
I'll give you that. So before we let you go, man, give the CD a rating on a scale of 1 to 5. What you give it?
1 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give it a 2.5.
Fucking haters, dude. Come on. All right, never mind. I'm not gonna. I'll open it right back up because shit.
No, I gave
hold
it.
On,
a,
hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
I gave
hold
it a 3.
On. All right. I got a couple questions for you because I'm just making sure I'm not talking to the Herbs. Stankonia, 1 to 5. Go.
1 to 5.
Go.
Come on, 5, man.
A 5. All right.
Oh shit.
Twista, adrenaline rush.
4.5. It's not the best. It's my personal 4.5? Favorite. My personal favorite.
Your personal favorite gets a 4.5.
No, it's Let's a keep 5. It real. It's a 5 on the Outkast. That's my personal favorite.
Right, so I got another one. I got another one. Twista, adrenaline rush. Go.
Oh, Jesus.
Gentlemen's Rush.
He's from Chi-Town, man. What the fuck
is that? Man, 4.5.
Oh. That's
a fair rating.
Hey, the track alone. Oh, I can't think of the name of it right now because I'm faded.
What's the Young Buck first CD?
Huh? Straight out of Cashville.
Young Buck, straight out of Cashville. Go. 1 to 5.
Okay, straight out of Cashville. 3.5, because you know what? It's G-Unit. I don't really fuck with G-Unit.
Oh,
like that.
Shit. The most honest listener ever.
I'm not a 50 Stanley, man. Yep. I am not a 50 Stanley. You know those niggas out there like, ooh, 50's doing this thing. 50's doing this thing. But you know what? Young Buck is the realest out of the whole crew.
Yeah, I agree.
I rate it. Young Buck.
He on point.
Lloyd Banks,
you know his shit.
50, and then dead last Tony Yayo, because he's garbage.
And he's but he's the talk of New York. Go.
Wait, what?
What'd you just say?
No. He said, but he's the talk of New York.
All right, come on now.
Fucking with you,
he's
man.
He's a talk of Shade 45 is what
it's
it
my
is.
Birthday.
I'm serious.
Exactly.
It's my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday. What you sipping on?
No.
It's purple.
Yeah, he on that purple.
He don't care what it is.
He got Patron, man. He's a Patron junkie. That's what he drinking on.
Yeah, I can't fuck
that's
with
a,
that.
That's an neither. Anomaly. That's a cataclysmic event.
What?
To call somebody a Patron.
What the fuck did
to call somebody a Patron junkie. You can't be a Patron junkie. It's a Patron connoisseur.
It's a cata.
It's a tequila connoisseur.
Hey, girl, you want to throw some more albums at me?
No, we gotta jump into something else.
Yeah, we gotta keep it moving. That's but I really appreciate the call, though.
Thank you, man.
Hey, I'm gonna tune in from now on. Every Saturday, you do this.
Every other Saturday.
Go to hoodhype.com. Get on the mailing list, man. We'll let you know when the next episode's
exactly.
dropping.
Yep,
we keep it up.
All right, stank on you. Good luck, baby.
All right, man.
Holler.
Peace. Yeah, man. Dude know his shit a little
hell
bit,
yeah.
man. He know his shit. I ain't mad at him.
I'm mad at the
drink. He don't like Patron, so he get a double big up from me.
No,
fuck that. Man, hot.
You know what he gets. He gets straight. I like honest listeners though.
Yeah.
He from Illinois. He gave Twister adrenaline rush. Let's be serious. A 4.5. I don't give it no 4.5.
I give it a 3.5-4 for me. I thought it wasn't. Like I all like right. Kamikaze to
get
me.
Sorry.
See, I got a thanks, dude. I got this problem. It's a mental thing. I got a problem with where I compare. I give you a rating based on what is out at that exact time.
Okay.
Adrenaline Rush.
At the time, that shit 4.5. Was flames.
Huh?
That shit was flames at the time.
Yeah, some tracks on there I didn't like.
And
man.
I'm trying to think of the other shit.
I remember
that was
me
out.
And my buddy D were listening. There was one track that made us completely fucking zone out because that shit was so bland. I don't remember what it was, but he was going so fast. We were like, dude, what just happened 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, man.
We zoned the fuck out for
you
a
know,
minute there.
Like, I don't really smoke weed, man. So to me, if you spin too fast, I can't losing some
but that's
meaning.
The only motherfucker that spit that fast and you understand every last word that come
for
out
sure.
his mouth.
So Fro's the only person that buys the Chopped and Screwed albums. All right.
Fuck yeah.
All right, but now
what's
man.
Up,
hold on, let's get into it.
Do you want to jump into a track though?
No. Okay, not right. yet, motherfucker.
All right, let's do it.
You not just yet. Sit there, you thirsty motherfucker, you Rancho, Macho Randy Savage.
Y'all go ahead and drink and then we're going to give you the results after okay. we come back. So
oh, we can't. We got to say them right now.
Huh?
Oh, you'll say if we got
no. Yeah, we tell you what you got right.
You only got three there. Did you skip one out?
Yeah, we did. We
which
left
one did
out.
You kick out?
Don't worry about it.
You got to tell me which one you cut out. Which three are we comparing? That's
Avion
what I got to know.
We kicked out Evian.
Evian is out.
Okay.
Why you got to know that?
Because, it I mean, that's fair. Good sorry, because yeah. Evian and Fiji are the same. They're the same flavor. You
well,
can't
you got
taste.
Your whiz, motherfucker. Right, we kicked
there
it
we
out.
Go. All right. So three.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and run this shit while these fuckers.
Which one you drinking though, dog?
All right, let's do number one.
Y'all can start wherever y'all want. Y'all don't got to do the same shit.
Number one. Cheers. If this is vodka, that's a good look.
This shit is, can a black man beat the white man at tasting water?
So,
we will see.
We have Fiji, Aquafina, and Smartwater, right?
Yeah, right, that's Evian right there, dude. That's Evian. That's Evian.
Evian's not even in it, you cockhead.
All right, that's Fiji then. It's Evian or Fiji. It's one of those
okay,
two.
Okay, Mac is down for Fiji. Fro says...
Look at this motherfucker. It's Fiji.
Give me a moment.
Mac says Fiji on
yeah.
number one.
I'm not... I don't have to go right away.
No, you don't got to. So Fro still undetermined. We on the cup.
Can you pour me some more of that number one? I won't look.
We on cup. We on the cup number
I need
two.
To taste that one again. I should have drank
cup number two. We
cup
got three.
Cup number two. Don't look at her.
Oh, that hold on.
Ah, the white man has taken a step back.
That's fuck. That's Aquafina, dude.
He's rethinking. That's Awkwafina for Mac. Fro.
I gotta taste three first though.
You still undecided, pimp, or you got a decision?
That shit is Awkwafina.
They are retasting. I've never seen two motherfuckers drink water so fucking critically in my that's goddamn just life.
Number two is Awkwafina, dude.
You sons of bitches.
County lockup. You ever been to county lockup? It's not fun.
I've been downtown. I ain't made it to lockup. I've been downtown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. One's Fiji, two's Awkwafina, and three is Smart Water.
Okay. Mac is down for Fiji.
Yeah, I know that shit, dude. I'm telling you.
And Smart Water. And Fro, give us your results before we go away to the track.
I think you're right on number one with Fiji.
Okay, we got they both agree on Fiji.
Other two though, Smart Water and Awkwafina, it's tasting really the same. Right
they
now.
Do, they do, but one's stronger.
Jesus, that sounds disgusting, pause. Dude. Yeah, pause that real fast. Wow, that's gross. Yeah. Decision time, motherfucker.
All right, 1, 2, 3, go.
To make it a competition, I have to go the opposite of whatever you said. So if I pop yours up, I'll go the other way.
Oh, this motherfucker.
So
I just think the white man is wrong.
So you're going Fiji, Smart, and Fina?
Yes.
All right. All right. We will see what the fuck all is right, up. Man. Yeah. All
right. Let me talk to you, these judges right quick.
Hold on, let me whip out some money right quick.
Yeah.
Oh!
How about a little bit of orange juice?
This
and
is my shit.
Bullies with bullies.
Put this shit
man.
On the speakers.
Hoodhype.com.
Orange juice and a blunt for breakfast while I read the paper. Finna hit the block, about to see some paper. I'm in the kitchen cook, about to flood the streets. Bought my bread, biatch, whether it's wide or weak. A Fred Flintstone, wanted rubber, pushing rocks. I hit your spot, turn your block to bedrock. Minimize the traffic, nigga push away. Bust down the brick, slide up to the crumbs off the plate. Orange juice and a blunt for breakfast, about to read the paper. Finna hit the block, about to see some paper. I live a banger's life, I'm from the west coast. Project living, running from the white ghost. These niggas ask for it, so I give them that. Reaching that plastic cellophane bag and give them crack. I live a street life, nigga, it's mandatory. Give me here, baby, bitch, perform for
orange
me.
Orange juice and a blunt for breakfast,
juice and a blunt for breakfast.
Orange juice and a blunt for breakfast.
Orange juice and a blunt for breakfast.
Clap. Orange juice and a blunt for breakfast. While I read the paper, finna hit the block. About to see some paper. Triple beef scale, flat bags getting dumb. As a young nigga, did a lot of blow. They said that boy juice. Yeah, I'm buying my bread. Don't let the money fool you. Yeah, I bust your head. If the homegirl was here, she'd take it. Don't doubt it. R.P., baby. My nigga rebound.
Orange juice and a blunt for breakfast. About to read the paper. Finna hit the block. About to see some paper. I came a long way. Nigga, watch your tongue. I set the smell in your face and pierce your lung. I'm rich and young. You niggas far flung. It was seven or better. Every time the phone rung, it's for the infrastructure. Nigga, I want it all. Pass us the rock, homeboy, and we gon' hog the ball.
Orange juice and a blunt for breakfast.
Orange juice and a blunt for breakfast.
Clap.
Orange juice and a blunt for breakfast.
Clap. Oh, clap. Orange juice and a blunt for breakfast. While I read the paper, finna hit the block. About to see some paper. Time is money, nigga. Giving no breaks. I put the whip on it. Call it funnel cake. Call me Candyman. A D-boy. I'm a veteran. Enough baking soda. Got me all these extras. Banana plank riding on skates like bro bounce. I ain't too big for George sneakers. I got quarter ounce.
Orange juice and a blunt for breakfast. About to read the paper. Finna hit the block. About to see some paper. Nigga, your block fake. Them cocksuckers losers. You a girl in a boy's body. Punky Brewster. I miss the girl and boy. Put a shell in your liver. Look you in your eyes and watch your body shiver. Bullies with foolies, homie. We got gasoline. Click clack, my Bilotti. It ain't no in between.
Orange juice and a blunt for breakfast.
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 Yeah.
Yo, I had orange juice in a blunt for breakfast once.
Blunt for breakfast. That's that shit.
While I read the paper.
Ooh-wee.
But it depends on what paper.
What do you have for breakfast? Some pussy? Shit. That's just part two of that song. Shit.
Man. Shouts to the Yay area, man. Oakland representing right there, man. Bullies with fullies.
What's a fully? What are they doing?
Fully is a titty to me. I don't get it.
I don't know.
How full is it?
You see a titty pop out, you be like, fully. Remember that half-baked shit?
He said fully.
Half-baked shit? Fully.
Oh, shit.
So we got another caller. Yeah. Yo, throw them on hold because we got to settle the water challenge real quick. Go on. Let's see who that is.
Yeah, yeah.
For real?
All right. Fuck it, we'll talk to him.
Man, yeah, we'll see who that is. Yeah. But yeah, okay. So
Who was that track again?
That was Bullies with Fullies.
Bullies with Fullies.
Orange juice and a blunt. All right,
okay. So the recap, we had black man versus white man on the water challenge.
Hell yeah.
See who could come up with, who could describe the difference between fucking bottled water. J-Mac went with Fiji for number one.
Yep.
Cup number two, you said was Aquafina. Yeah. You went with Smart Water for number three.
Hell yeah.
And I oppose the system. The degradation of the system come. And I will be that tool.
Yeah. So y'all both agreed on number one. Both at Fiji. You went with Smart Water and then Fina. So if I can get our assistant real quick to
You look lovely.
What's the order? What's 1, 2, 3?
Huh?
What's 1, 2, 3? I got it. See, motherfuckers.
Fuck that.
What did I say?
All right.
What did I say? I know my water, dude.
Yo, seriously.
What?
I knew you had it right, but in the interest
of arguing of coming with sake, you.
And making sure that the man gets lying nothing from me.
See, do I get a fucking prize? Do I get a prize?
I don't know, man.
You get two of them.
Thank you.
hold on. One second. Let's see. We got a caller, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Yo!
Nothing.
Fuck you, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. But yeah. So, Mac, you get congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, I know Fro was. Hold on one second.
I'll patch him.
No. Make sure who that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? I was what?
No, I think you wanted to go.
I wanted to go exactly what he did, but in the interest of this competition we had going on, I couldn't.
Yeah, because it would have been lame.
Right.
It would have been lame. Come on. Ain't making excuses.
Next time, secret ballots, bitch.
Yo,
you see what's going on with the water?
Who we got right here?
Fuck.
Nobody.
Nobody?
Hello. Hang up the phone right quick.
Wow.
I don't know, man. Anyway. Wow. Yeah, man, water challenge, dude. I tasted three waters and named them bitches right off the bat.
Hold on one second. Whoa.
Yo. No, it ain't. No. Don't worry about that. It's nothing like that.
All right.
Yo.
So they still calling and hanging up?
Yeah. Hold up. You want? No. Okay. I don't give a fuck. See,
we got to make sure on what it is.
Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, man. Congratulations to you. Shouts for the getting the water correct.
I'm the water winner. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I think we got callers. I don't know. Cats.
Hey, what's up, man?
Okay. What we got?
It's sin.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuck your problem.
Why are you hanging up on me, man?
What's good? What's good, man?
Yo, we don't have a...
What's good, man?
We don't have someone sit behind the wall.
Was that you that called the last couple times?
Yeah, man. My phone hung up, man. I was out here in East Lansing and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why. You know what I'm saying?
Quit driving under bridges.
How you dealing with these pussy-ass niggas, but I'm back.
Nah, okay. I feel that. So, yeah.
Get that cell charger. Hey,
get that off your chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to wish you Fro a happy birthday.
No doubt, man.
I just got off the phone with your brother. You can ask him about that. I was venting to his ass and everything. So, you know, we just out here just making it happen and shit. But just, hey, is y'all going out tonight, man, or what, man? I mean, is y'all just going to step the pad and drink? What y'all doing, man?
We had part one yesterday. We probably continuing shit today. No doubt. Yeah,
I got a bruise on my back. I thought it was a bruise.
Yeah, his kidneys.
I went to
done.
The doctor and they said you got to stop drinking. What's wow. You want to know what I said? I looked at him dead in the face. You want to know what I said? First, I said,
"What's up with the vanilla face?"
And then I said, "Pass me my drink and shut the fuck up."
Well, you got kidney failure in the house, dude.
Yeah, I got kidney bruises.
Liver's
God
dying.
Damn, man.
My girl tried liver, to give me a back rub. I knocked her off the fucking bed.
Kidney failure at one point in time.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you guys straight up. Drinking motherfuckers.
Straight up. My girl tried to give me a back rub. I knocked her off the bed.
You know what white people do? You know what white people do? We drink water. Bottle water. Lots of it.
That Fiji. Whatever, motherfucker. I seen you drinking your ass.
Is that why y'all live longer?
No, man. Don't even try it. Doing the Super Bowl. This motherfucker was gone.
White motherfuckers. With your water and no salt and no fried food diet. Fuck y'all. God damn it. But yeah, alright, man.
The only thing that allows you to do that is you guys eat the pork.
The pork?
You eat all
no,
the pork.
No, man, I renounced all that
no,
shit.
No, you didn't. Oh, I you stopped eating red meat.
I stopped eating
pause.
We're going to get into
white
that.
Meat.
Yeah, we're going to get into that. I want to keep it on topic, though.
Oh,
man.
My bad.
Right. We on the Lil Wayne shit, man. Carter 3.
You heard that mixtape?
Shit
yet?
Got leaked. Have you he could have mixtape. Have you heard the album yet or no?
Of course he's heard
man,
it.
Man, I heard it, man. It was decent, man. I liked it, you know what I'm saying? I really did. I had to listen to it a few times and everything like that, kind of catch what he was talking about and everything, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I mean, he kind of might have, if he just never really, like, dropped all of those CDs before that and all of that free music or whatever and everything, that shit probably would have been, like, a classic in people's eyes. But because so many people have so many Lil Wayne songs, so many CDs and everything, you know, that might have actually took from the luster, actually, what you're hearing from the Carter. But it's a great album, really, it is.
I hear what you're saying, but
that's not a great album.
The way that he spat over the whole CD is exactly what he does on other people's CDs. So it's not about if we hadn't heard him featured on a shitload of songs, because he still spit like a feature artist instead of like it was his album.
I'm gonna tell you the main problem with that album, and it wasn't Weezy's flow, not my opinion. To me, the main problem was production. The production on that album, when you consider the big name motherfuckers he had, let him down.
They the best.
Shit, yeah. They thought they was. Yeah. I'll tell you right now,
they the best.
Like a few of them Kanye West beats.
Yes.
They were decent, but they wasn't like.
No, they wasn't what he be giving other people.
Get some You Can't Tell Me Nothing type beats or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But, yeah, so, I don't know, man. But
on a score of five, what you giving them?
He did the best he could with the album, so shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. All right. On a 3 to 5, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 5, what'd you give it?
I give it a 4, a strong 4.
Ooh. All right.
No,
I give it. Because I could play it. I could play
it. Out of what?
I agree with that.
Out of 5.
Let's do it again.
Out of 5.
You know what I'm saying?
I had it in
the deck. I don't think it's garbage. No.
I had it in the deck for a few days now. And I'm trying to justify giving it anything higher than 3. I'm talking about out of 5. Out of 5, yeah, what'd you give it? You know
what
we're talking about.
He said a 4.
You said a 4 out of 5?
Yeah. He said a strong 4 at that.
Sin.
But that's cool. I mean, he in line with Mac. Because Mac, right. Mac's yeah, with right. it. Mac right. said he'd give it a 4 too. So, all right, man. Shoot.
Well, yeah,
good luck.
Well, man, nothing. I don't know, man. I'm conflicted about that album. Because I've really been pumping this nigga who y'all played on Hood Hype album lately. His name is Filthy. Whatever, he just dropped his debut album, like when Hood Hype first started and everything, you know what I'm saying? Y'all spun his shit or whatever, Filthy and Juggernaut and everything. And that's one of the best albums that ever come out of Michigan. I'm going to give it to y'all. I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying? Shit is hot. I don't give a lot of credit to an artist, but this nigga, he did his thing.
Man, tell him to submit some shit. We played one of his tracks
once before, but yeah, he did his goddamn thing. Yeah. No doubt.
You know what I'm
well, shoot, yeah. man, we appreciate
anyway,
the call,
man. Happy birthday, man. Fro, man. Many more. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is. They got the drink for you and everything. Y'all
we did
cool.
it again.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? Sin City, I'm out.
That's
you know
all right,
bro. Y'all be easy.
Be easy, son. All right. Please.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Big shout out to Sin.
Good luck.
Yeah, the score is now. I think we might be. I don't know.
Tie?
Yeah, this is an average of
you
like.
You got
a,
two cats. Yeah. You and him with
it's
fours.
It's like a 3.9 average.
Well, no. How's House Fro feel about it?
He said a 3.
I don't rate mistakes.
You got a
3.
Suge Knight Jr.
Hold
gave
on.
It a 3.
No,
we need one more
no,
person.
He said he ain't even listened to it.
I said I won't give it more than a 3.
Yeah.
Dude out of Chicago fucked it over too.
He said a 3 too.
Yeah.
I don't rate mixtapes, done.
Actually, he said 2.5, old dude.
It's not a mixtape, it's a fucking album
fuck
release.
That. It's a mixtape. And it's not getting
it's
a rating.
It's an official album.
I'm not giving it an official score.
You're a motherfucker.
It's a
call
mixtape,
in.
Baby.
I need somebody who says it's a 4-star with me, man. Because hold on. I wrote that shit down. I said.
What's that?
Fucking.
What'd you say? Say something.
Say what you say. All right, Mr. Carter. Phone Home was all right because it was weird. It was experimental. I agree with it. Dr. Carter was nuts. The one with Robin Thicke, I liked. Shoot Me Down was hot. Like Nothing music. On Me was hot. Let the Beat Bill was hot.
Pussy music.
That shit, 80% of the album was fucking fire.
Hell yeah.
Let the Beat Bill was garbage. You're crazy.
Let the Beat Bill?
You're crazy.
I'm Will Smith.
What?
Yeah,
that's his line. No. That's his line. I'm Will Smith.
This shit was hot, dude.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to play something that's universal that we all agree on.
888-842-4973. Let's talk about it.
This is something that's everybody's unified. This is Mr. Carter.
Hell yeah.
Song featuring Jay-Z. We didn't talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit is hot. Hoodhype.com, baby.
Not big in the sense of weight. You know what I mean? Like gaining weight up. Nothing like that. Like colossal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I heard you were looking for me. Forever from me to you. I heard somebody say, Judge, I'ma need a suit. I'ma need a coupe. I won't need a roof. Flyer than Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I got the flow, I'm trying to see the roof. Didn't wear bulletproof, so I got shot and you can see the proof. Blind eyes can look at me and see the truth. One deal Stevie do, but I'ma leave it to God, not Beaver, neither you. Cause I'm a murder, why I kill Owen, even you. Man, I got summer hating on me cause I'm hotter than the sun. Got spring hating on me cause I ain't never sprung. Winter hating on me cause I'm colder than y'all. And I would never, I would never, I would never fall. I'm being hated by the season. So fuck y'all, hating for no reason.
Hey, Mr. Carter,
I am him.
Tell me where have you been?
Around the world and I'm back again.
Been asking,
who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering,
hey, Mr. Carter,
I am him.
Tell me where have you been?
Around the world and I'm back again.
Been asking,
who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering,
hey,
yeah, I've been in and out the bank, bitch. While y'all asshole niggas been on the same shit, I flush them and watch them go down the drain quick. Two words you never hear, Wayne quit. Cause Wayne win and they lose. I call them April babies cause they fools. And when they snooze, we up, feet up like a paraplegic. A paraplegic. A parallel park and a red and yellow thing. Old school Atlanta Hawk. Like I'm from Cali Park, but I'm from Holly Grove. Now all my blood screams Sue Woo and da da do. I knew my rule and I played well and I weighed well on my Libra scale. I suck a pussy, fuck a pussy, leave it
there. I won't get them even
there.
Hey,
Mr. Carter,
I am him.
Tell me where have you been?
Around the world now, I'm back again.
They've been asking,
who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering,
Mr. Carter,
I am him.
Tell me where have you been?
Around the world now, I'm back again.
They've been asking,
who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering. Yeah, I'm right here in my chair with my crown and my dear. Yeah. Queen B as I share my time with my ear. Young Carter, go farther, go further, go harder. Is that not why we came? And if not, then why bother? Show no mercy, your Marcy, your lagers. I'm far from being the bastard that Marcy had fathered. Now my name's being mentioned with the martyrs. The Biggies and the Pox and the Marleys and the Marcuses. Garvey got me a Molotov cocktail. Flow, even if you box well, can't stop the blows. Kaboom, the rock boy in the room. The dope boy just came off the spoon. Also, I'm so fly, I'm on auto. Pilot, what guys just stare at my wardrobe? I see euros, that's right, plural. I took so much change from this rap game, it's your go. It's my go, yeah. And I'ma go so opposite of soft off the Richter, Hector, Camacho, man, Randy Savage. Far from average, above status, quo, flow, so pro. I know, I ride slow. And when I pass, they say, what up, killer man, stop bringing up my past. And next time you mention Pac, Biggie, or Jay-Z, don't forget Weezy, baby.
Hey, Mr. Carter,
amen.
Tell me where have you been?
Yeah. I've been hustling.
They've been hustling.
hustling hard.
Yeah. And I swear to everything, when I lead a circle, it's gonna be on both feet. Never knees in the dirt. You can try me, fucker, but when I squeeze it hurt, fine. We lose two lives, yours and mine. Give me any amount of time. Don't let Miss Carter grieve at the funeral parlor, dripping tears down my sleeve. Give me any amount of time. Don't let Miss Carter grieve.
That's that anthem music. Wheezy. Wheezy getting his anthem on. Had a little, the kids choir.
Yo, he spits tough.
Clapping.
He spits tough.
He
I'm
does.
Just saying. And he's even put together albums that are hard, hard, hard.
No,
but what I'm saying is, this one, hey, this one is just, hey, it's not a complete album. Yeah, you dig it?
It fell short.
You dig
and
it?
we agree with it. What's good? We got him online?
Yeah.
No doubt, no doubt. Bishop, what's good?
Man, good to be here, man.
There he is. Damn, man, you are getting busy. It is hard to get a hold of you, man.
That's a good thing.
Damn.
No doubt. No
Praise
doubt,
God,
man.
That's a good thing, man. I wouldn't have it no other way.
No doubt. Feel that, man. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling real good, man. We just dealing with a little situation. That's why I had to miss y'all earlier. As you know, the confessional got leaked early.
Oh,
not
did it?
Authorized by me or Who Kid, but it's this Mark dude out here named DJ Strong on the West Coast who did it out of spite, because we ain't, you know, dealing with dude. He's a hook. And dude put it out purposely, sold it to bootleggers, got like 5,000 units out there already. He trying to sell. So I went to go see dude, and he called the police on me. So that's why I couldn't be on the air yet.
Who's this motherfucker?
Put his
DJ
name
Strong,
out there.
Man.
DJ Strong. Fuck you, man.
Exactly. So it's on for DJ Strong. He's going to have to move off the West Coast. I told Who Kid, let him know. All my players on the other side. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
He can't be there neither. Don't touch him. Why? Don't touch nowhere. And then you're going to have to go live in Dominican Republic or something with the rest of the bitches. But,
Yo, we ain't posting shit about it till the 10th, yo.
And I dig that, though. That's the fucked up thing, man. This is a free album that you putting out, and the motherfucker gonna leak a free album.
And he's selling it, you said?
Right, because he couldn't be a part of it. He lied to Who Kid and got it mixed up like he down with me. I don't know dude like that, but he was trying to, you know, get on Who Kid and go off our movement and what we doing, you know what I'm saying, for hip-hop and just how we trying to do it. And so I just found out about it, had a fake cover, you know what I mean? And he disrespecting the fans, because what we've been working on for everybody is just something phenomenal, and I put all my heart into it at the same time, finishing up the Reformation. So when I got word of it and saw the fake cover, he got my head on Mac 10's body.
Oh, you know, Jesus Christ.
Wow. Kill yourself.
So when I go to see dude, you know what I mean, I pull him out the store. I said, I want to beat your ass in front of your wife in your store. So walk outside with me, pimp.
So
and
what?
And he take that walk with you or what?
I had to snatch him out the store and walk him around the corner.
God damn.
And then, you know, he screamed to his wife, you know. We got the YouTube of it, though, so we going to put that up, too. So
oh, shit.
To that shit.
Oh, I got to see that shit.
And, you know, he's crying and stuff. And I'm like, you going to do this YouTube right now. You going to apologize to the fans and to the streets for this right here. What, you going to be looking like a bitch? You are a bitch.
Damn, man.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
It's a dirty game. Man.
But that's neither here nor there, but I definitely wanted to get that out there because it's already on 50 websites and stuff, and that version that's out is not the correct version. On top of that, he leaked two records that was going to be on my album purposely.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Seriously. Oh, man.
So, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's hatred to the highest degree, man. Yeah. That's garbage.
I rebuke Satan, so it's all right.
I'm not telling you to do a Lil Wayne and say, fuck him. Fuck them all, but fuck that one.
Yeah, that's what it's about. I mean, the DJ Show Me Love is just this little hook right here.
Yeah.
And he trying to throw Who Kid under the bus and blame Who Kid. I said, that's my dude. That's family. So me and Who Kid spoke. You did this. So we got issues. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
No doubt, man. Well, go ahead and tell the people about the project anyway, man. Fuck what that dude doing. I mean, shoot. You putting out, this has got to be what, the fourth free album in the last year and a half?
We got Nigga Noise, we got Cal Troy, Pope Mobile, yeah.
Classic.
This is the fourth one.
Fourth
and
one,
it's the last one because the album's about to come. But I wanted to go out with one more really, really dope one that is really introspective, really is even rawer and iller and just contains everything before the album. And I wanted to get this to the fans, you know, because I'm appreciative of the patience, you know what I'm saying? Because when you work with Dre, it's got to be the utmost. And then we were dealing with so much other stuff going over the Interscope that it was making things difficult, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I really appreciate the love and how the buzz continue to grow and people are really feeling the music. So we put the confessional together, you know what I'm saying, for everybody. And it's just crazy, you know, Exhibit's on there, Razzcast is on there, Buster's on there. I mean, you name it, it's a really dope thing. You know, Dre produced the record on there. Everybody's on there, and it's just a dope. It's just, I'm proud of it. You know what I mean?
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, we looking forward to it, man. Yeah. I mean, sure, all the free albums you done put out so far have been quality material. Considering it's free, the production and stuff, I mean, regardless if it was free or album, the production is heat. I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
And yeah, you put it all into it.
You know, top producers on there for everybody, because the consistency of real quality music out there and people really giving their all to the people has been non-existent, really. So that's always my key. Like, let's keep this hip-hop thing alive. Let's keep this thing evolving. Let's keep people excited, because there's no real movement right now. People not excited to go to the stores. Bootlegging is going to be bootlegging, but people can still sell records. People can still go to the stores and get records if it's fresh. So my thing is to always keep it on the optimistic side of look. It's quality stuff out there. It's still, you know what I'm saying, records you can get from Knife Wonder and Lord Finesse and Pete Rock and whoever. And it's the stuff that you've been missing and stuff you've been looking for, mm-hmm. and records with real substance. So I'll be, you know, I don't get sleep doing this. I bounce from doing that to doing Reformation to doing Detox. So it's been crazy, but it's the best time of my life, man.
It's been hectic, yeah. But I'll tell you what, man. I mean, the visibility for you, I've noticed it going up. I mean, it's bubbling. I mean, you keep putting
Jesus
out quality material. Yeah.
No, I appreciate it, because he's stepping the game up. Yeah. I said it 100 times. He's stepping the game up for everybody else, because the people who are putting out albums you got to pay $15 for can't even touch the free shit that Bishop Lamont's doing.
It's and true. That's the point, you know what I mean? And really giving the people that, because look, gas is about to be 5-something in a minute.
No,
if it ain't
ridiculous.
Already, you know where y'all at, because it's at 480 out here. You know
God
what I mean?
Damn,
and it's,
damn.
You know, it's hard times, and I understand what people are going through. So it's not about the money for me, because Dre is making it lovely for me on that side, but I want to make sure that I can give the people that have helped me get here the best I can give them. You know what I mean?
That's word.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, man. So when is the full album? When are you looking at launching that? I know how Aftermath works. I know it's
tough. You know how Aftermath
tough.
Works. Yeah. Me and Dre were talking about it the other night while he was drinking so much cognac. And,
that's what you do. Cognac. Wait, hold on. We got to talk about that. Wait. How's he drinking, man? That motherfucker looks like he's brolic as fuck these days, man.
He stopped because Jimmy told him he's looking like an action figure. Let's make records.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? I was getting too swole. You know what I mean? Because Dre don't do much, man. Like, people don't get it. Like, I've been at Aftermath for 3 years, and he was lifting weights then when I first came in, and he saw me already getting the weights in. He was like, oh, okay, we got another one. So he's into that competition thing. But Dre does is go from, you know, the house with wifey to the gym to the studio to the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's all he can do is just really go to the gym, because he can't walk down the street.
And we talked about that, yo, because, yo,
he can't scuba dive.
We was wondering, is y'all on that HGH diet? Because everybody over there is ripped up.
Yeah, man, what'd you do to Busta Rhymes, dude?
I've seen dude come from where he was to where he is now. They think he's still the fat Dre with the mole on his neck.
What'd you guys do to Dre and Busta Rhymes, man? What the fuck's going on over there?
Y'all niggas diesel over there.
Busta Rhymes is the same thing. It's like, when you deal with the bureaucracy that goes on over there at Interscope, I always keep it real when I talk, it's a lot of stuff that the fans don't know, that don't see and couldn't imagine that goes on when you at that high position. When you at Aftermath, that's the top of the top.
Yeah,
there's a lot of situations and bullshit to deal with. It's a lot of demons over there. So you can't sock out executives, right?
Right. Yeah.
Can't run up in the inner store buildings, right? So how do you work out your frustration? You go to the gym. You know what I mean? You
no
really
doubt.
Can't be in the clubs because you're going to be fighting, or you're going to be shooting, you're going to be stabbing, or something going to happen.
Or getting blamed for it.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So you just be in the gym, and that's what Busta did. You know, look how long it took for the Big Bang to come out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And in that time, all Busta could do was keep rocking, keep making the records, and go to the gym.
Shit was worth it, though, man. Big Bang to me, man, was probably one of my, man, I gotta put it right there with my all time favorites as far as Busta Buzz.
Bless you, but wait till you hear the new album, Blessed. Oh, it's so amazing, man. You know, we sat in there about 2 months ago, and he played the whole joint for me, and I was just like, this is what I live for.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Because when I first signed, it felt like I was finally in the NBA, but there was nobody to play with.
Is he still pissed off?
Is Bus still pissed off?
Yeah, man.
He's
so
happy, man. Oh, he's really happy.
Things.
He's
in a good spot.
Spoke
good
a couple
things.
Of days
Jay,
ago, and
J-Mac does. He doesn't understand the complications that are involved with being a black man with money.
Yeah, man, and baby mamas and
exactly.
And you know
bullshit.
What I mean? And just
what's
the situation
up
with his bodyguard got killed,
right.
His homeboy,
yeah,
and
right.
You know, all the stuff with the lawsuits and this, that, and the third, and you know, it can be a lot when you're dealing with life. And but Bus is happy because originally the album's gonna be called Back on My Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But Bus is like, I'm blessed, man.
Yeah,
so
man,
happy where I am right now. And the Linkin Park record's taking off, and the Don't Touch Me is fire. Mm-hmm. He got this other crazy record he's about to do a video for, I think, in Atlanta. So it's just a great look. But I gotta talk about this one record he got, man. I can't even really spill the beans on it, but he got a record with, like, Mary and some other singers. That's so crazy. I don't want to let the cat out the bag on that, but wait till you hear it. It's just Buster back on that Wu-Ha plus the Sonics of the Big Bang. You know what I mean?
That's a good combination.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's what he didn't get to do on the Big Bang, because Aftermath's expected to come one way and sound one way, so he had to kind of compromise that. And I was only let down with a lot of fans. You know, cats always come to me and tell me, like, I'm the spokesperson. Like, everybody come tell me about some nigga. Like, man, Buster, man, 50. I'm like, what, nigga? Like, I see these niggas every day. That's family, but don't tell me. Tell Dre.
Oh, yeah.
But you ain't going to see him unless you go to Maui and he's scuba diving. So, you know what I mean?
But an extra medium
scuba. You like
suit.
A scuba?
He got an extra medium scuba suit.
Extra medium.
And he rippled. He rippled, nigga.
You know what I mean? You seen his calves. I was like, this nigga got calves bigger than Billy Blanks, man. This nigga got well raised for calves. This nigga's doing it.
Oh, shit. All right, so what's the news with your official release?
Man, we were just talking. That's what I was getting into with the cognac. So he in here going crazy with the cognac. I have to join in. We in the booth like the Four Tops, me, him, and Focus, working on a Hook 4 record. We come out, he getting tipsy, and we sit down. He's like, man, you know, you going crazy on the radio and all this stuff. The buzz is crazy, because what he wanted me to do was to wait after Detox. Since I'm all over Detox, he wanted it to be my setup. Mm-hmm. But he was like, man, I don't know. I think you should go first. So
we're gonna have to push Detox.
It's possible
back
for it to be October. He's like, I don't really want to hold you anymore. I want Detox to set you up, but we can pull an M.
No doubt.
I said that's fine with me, because you know how my name is. Came out first, the Slim Shady LP, and then Chronic 2001 came. He said, I just wanted to set you up as best as possible, because you've been patient and you've been here and you've been a team player. I said, man, I'm not tripping, dog. You got my bank looking right. I'm taking care of my family. The streets is pleased, and I'm just elevating it. But now it's looking like October, man.
Damn, that is good news. We've been waiting to hear it. I'm waiting for that year, for that Aftermath takeover, where Detox
man, that's
drop.
What we've been talking about.
Exactly. You drop and then Stat Quo drop all in the
Please.
Same year.
And Buster too.
Just bust that shit wide open. But yeah,
bang, bang, bang.
Man, that's good shit. And then the Up and Smoke tour too. You know what I'm saying? All that going down.
When's that? Is that going now?
That's what the plan is. So he's looking at that for next year. So I really, you know, I can't really speak on it too much.
No doubt.
Because his plans is always diabolical and tight knit. So I tell too much I'll be stolen on. You know what I'm saying?
Look, man, since the Joel Ortiz shit, we don't want you to say much.
He said he'll get stolen.
So, yeah, man, now Aftermath, man, like, y'all the one label where people, if there's not news coming from there, people tend to make up shit. I don't know if you caught the one track that was supposed to be the Dre's first single. Yeah. That's how it got leaked on the internet. And it was a good track.
All that stuff is bullshit. If you don't see Dre introduce it, if you don't see Aftermath, you know, the whole shebang, it's not. You know, dude is super snail, like you said the other night. So I'm being super snail right now, but I want this thing to be amazing. Because he knows the album got to walk on water. It's got to just take off and fly like Neo, you know what I mean, at the end of the Matrix. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No doubt.
How does a nigga keep his shit from being leaked? Does he pat motherfuckers down before he leave?
He ain't going to get that secret to you, dude.
He got them dudes up there. I call him Dreadoff Hitler. He got a concentration camp, man.
He said Dreadoff Hitler.
That's what they need to do, though, man. That's what everybody needs to do.
Cavity searches all around.
He's serious about it. He run a real tight ship over there, but that's how it's supposed to be, especially when you got, you know, gay DJs doing the stuff that they
do,
engineers and, you know, runners inside the studios doing the gay stuff, trying to put music out before it's time.
What did you think about Lil Wayne's album being leaked on some
DJ
on some revenge shit?
What was that dude's name? Is DJ Empire, Empire DJ?
I think it was Empire.
Empire is the one
is he the original one?
All his shit.
Okay.
But the one who went to the Thug Awards or some shit. Is that DJ Craig T?
Craig T been doing all the media. He been on the radio stations. Yeah.
Right.
That's bullshit.
I just think it's fucked up and it's foul, because I was put kind of like in the same position, but thank God it was the confessional and not the reformation.
No doubt.
Just the fact that, you know, I spoke to dude and I told dude cease and desist, it's just me and Who Kid, and he went and did some foul shit like that and put out, you know, a version that got album records on it, dog, and I gotta speak to my boys because those records weren't supposed to be on there.
Oh, shit.
You know, my boy Dreddy Beast that did Shitting on Fools and whatnot, you know what I mean? He way in London, so I gotta wait to holler at him, you know what I mean? Because that record was for the album. It's another joint on there by my boy LT Mo. It's for the album, but your bitch ass went and took records and threw them out.
So it's like a trigger down. He's really fucking people that he really didn't even know. It's like
he don't know how real it is in the streets and how it's gonna go down for him. Like he ain't gonna be able to be out here on the West Coast no more. Right. You know what I'm saying? He right. might as well just get another job.
Right. And it's fucked up, man, because like,
that an input.
Yeah, when it comes to the
just get you the 9 to 5. Let's go.
But when it comes to the DJ situation, though, man, it's tough because you got DJs that do their damn thing. You got
Khaled. Well, yeah, I don't even include them, man, because it's just about bitch niggas. I can't even call dude a DJ. He's a bitch ass nigga.
Okay.
You know what I mean? DJs tell us, you know, respect because they make us who we are. You know what I mean? You can't have one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? With how it goes down. But this dude, he's not even a DJ. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
Yeah, he's just a whole ass nigga.
That's what's up.
So the confessional drops. The confessional drops June 10th.
June 10th.
We'll post it on June 10th.
Listening party. You know, we had a contest for like 5 lucky fans and a friend to come through and vibe with us in the studio. Couple of special guests. We just gonna have a good time, man. It's just about turning it up and making it fun. You know what I mean? And that's it. You know what I mean?
What these listeners, ladies?
And I didn't get that invite, man.
You know what?
It's my birthday, man.
I'm getting harassed by everybody because the last time we had a listening party, it was a lingerie listening party, and a lot of naughty things went down here.
Well, where's the flicks?
That's what I need to
where
be.
Where the fuck are the flicks?
Fuck a flick. Can I get a pass?
It's my birthday.
We actually going to have another one when it's time for the reformation.
That's fresh,
man. Come out there for that. It's going to be full of porn stars and strippers. I mean, last time we had about 600 people in the studio up here at Can-Am. We turned the vocal booths into dance floors, and DJs was in there rocking. Yes. Crazy, man. Smoke machines.
You need to have 600.
You know, they ain't lingerie or nothing at all. It was a great thing, man.
Put us on the list.
Yeah. 603. People there. 603.
I can't take care of them all, man. I've tried.
No doubt. No, much respect, man. Keep dropping that free fucking great music. Can't wait for that Reformation album. You got a lot of work to do for that Reformation album. I'm sorry, man.
You know what? You know what? That's the beautiful thing, though, man, because it's just been meticulously putting the record together. And I got to brag. I finally got that J. Dilla record for the album.
That's oh, shit.
Crazy.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
No doubt.
And Lord Finesse and. So many people on there, man. I don't even want to say no more, but it's just dope. Knife Wonder. It's just a lot of amazing cats. Of course, Khalil, Focus, Battle Cat. It's just a lot of dope cats, man.
Damn.
You know what? Me and Primo still get together.
I can't wait to pay $15 for that bitch. I can't wait.
No doubt.
I've been rocking.
I'll be in line for that one.
Free,
I ain't going to lie.
No doubt. Our fucking website's going to turn to bishoplamont.com, man. No doubt.
Man, I appreciate it.
No doubt.
Shit.
I can't wait.
Hey, Bishop, you got some more shit to drop, man? Can we put you on hold? I want to spin a joint real quick.
No doubt.
You can. All right, bet it. We about to spin one of yours, man. City Lights.
Oh, bless you. Yeah, produced by Khalil and New Royales, man, featuring Eric.
All right, no doubt. We about to drop that right now. We be back at you. Listeners, stay tuned in. We got Bishop Lamont on the line. We keep doing it, man. Hoodhype.com.
Fuck DJ Strong.
Fuck him. Fuck him. In his left ear.
And everybody like him.
We'll be right back at you. Stay on hold, Bishop.
No doubt.
I like them bitches that make you bounce. I love my money in large amounts. I'm on my way. Life's a big sandbox, bitch. Who wanna play? See me move in a hot drop. Jewels in a wristwatch. Bitches on my jizzock. That's how it's rolling with the doc. Aftermath, I ain't even have to say it. Khalil on the track, Bishop rap, they gon' play it.
Untouchable.
Emperor to you rappers, I'm not similar. 40 cal, my rap style, blow, I cripple ya. Hot now, burning like the sun temperature. You either blessed or hexed if I mention ya. I'm screw face, you two face, get you erased. I'm through with snakes, see through the fakes, get through in lakes. It seem it nice, turn off your lights. You fuck with me, it's only right. Show in condominiums in the Caribbean, getting rhythm from women's in the rake. So she's cinnamon, like my Timberlands. Fuck her till she trembling. Dick a kicker out, more bitches, yeah, send them in. X-rated my life, invasive angles. Clothes off, camera zone, getting here, record me. My life's thrill, surreal, Brazil, big butt orgy. My life real, no real, you rap niggas corny.
I got an army, ticks like seeing them square. You go to war with me, I blow your hood up in the air. Yeah, heavy metal make you fall out, boy. Rock and roll, lock it low, spray your whole convoy. I put that Iraq in my rap, got your rounds in your bag. Fuck around and you'll get clapped. I don't fucking battle rap, got some killers where you at. Hit your mama with the gas, your lady, your baby, you crazy. Fuck rap. Intuition, into position, let's begin mission. Slave to ambition, fame the addiction. I quit cold turkey, the money my prescription. Broken open, never going back, that's ammunition. Money hungry, stomach growling, hear it if you listen. Pay attention, the boss is talking. See, that's why these other rappers can't compare. They rap about money, I'm really a millionaire. They rap about foreign trips, I really go there. You a rap star, I'm a rock star. You a snitch, might as well drive a cop car. The ozone getting thinner, my pocket getting fatter. World might end, I'm rich, bitch, it don't matter. On judgment day, I'm blinged out in a wife beater. Still get through them pearly gates, I'll just pay off Peter.
West Coast music.
Cali Untouchable Radio's on Hip Hop Nation.
Cali Untouchable DJs. West Coast mixtape
DJs. DJ Warrior. September 7th.
West Coast.
Yo, shouts to Cali Untouchable Radio.
You're rocking with the hottest DJ world.
That's that shit right there, man.
Yo.
Produced by DJ Khalil. Yeah. Bishop, we still got you on the line.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, was that? Was that?
I want to say thank you so much for rocking and stuff like that.
No doubt, man.
We want to make sure, though. We gotta make sure.
Was that supposed to be leaked?
That's supposed to be.
Woo! Because we got that shit online.
We got real nervous.
For the confessional, man, because I wanted to be everything. You know, it kind of embodies each of the mixtapes before, from Nigga Noise, Cal Troy, to the Pope Mobile. It's dealing with a lot of issues. It's just giving everybody everything that they're going through at the same time. So it's just a really dope experience, man, and we just been working on it hard. Like, I kept revising it. I kept cutting new records. Like, yo, this is perfect for this. This got to be on there. So
who's that on the hook?
Yeah.
That's Eric, man. It's this new crazy group out of Canada that Khalil's working with called the New Royales, and they that next thing, man. I mean, you know, they amazing, man. Like, it ain't nothing compared to what they do for my album.
Oh yeah, that shit was fresh. Right,
shit. Man, right. we had the white man in here getting all nervous. Like, he were we supposed to play this?
Yeah. I was like, oh shit.
We all paused and was like, oh, J Mac, you gonna get stolen.
Honestly, God,
you gonna get stolen.
We don't have the leak. We don't have the leak, and we didn't even know it was leaked. So right. I mean, I'm like, shit. Right. Was that single supposed to be here?
No, those are the ones that's supposed to be there.
All right,
bless y'all for playing it, man. It's coming through the right people. It's the blessed people. With dude doing it, some other stuff. You know what I mean?
Because dig this, yo. We see so much, man. Running the site, we get promo email after promo email. Spin this, post this, and then sometimes it's hard to tell what's legit, what ain't.
What's official and what ain't. You know what I mean? But either way, it's a blessing y'all playing it. So I'm not, you know, it's the people feel it, they gravitate towards it. Please bump it. You know what I mean? It's just issues with dude, what he did. You know what I mean? And he leaking an album record. I'm so hot about that. But it's like, eh, it's cool. We got 600 more where that came from.
Ding.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I mean?
No doubt. Now, yo, I want to ask a question this, because this is what I've heard a lot, and I'm a producer myself. How can cats get at you?
Man, that ain't nothing. You know, talk to the momager, you know, Miss Martin.
So
you can hit the MySpace page up. I don't even know what the MySpace page is, because I'm a cape, man.
We
I'm
got it. We'll post studio. It.
So she'll forward your email so cats got beats. They can send you production, and you going to hear it.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Bet it.
But it's got to be that thing.
That
I know everybody
fire.
Think they got that thing. And...
Yeah,
most cats do not be having that thing, man.
No doubt, because everybody's got a fucking Fruity Loops these days, and
everybody
they
got equipment. Everybody think they can be a DJ when most of these dudes just supposed to be fans or supporters. And a lot of cats want to rhyme because, you know, they mama think they good and they got they set up in their room. No doubt. But yeah. Everybody's not meant to do it, man. And I see it every day. You know, and working with Dre, I've got the weirdest ear. So,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. You work with the greatest. So, yeah, that's kind of tough.
Again, it goes.
But the funniest thing is, dog, they always give me beats that sound like fake old Dre beats. I'm like, if I'm signing Dr. Dre.
Oh, no shit.
Hold on.
Fake Dr. Dre beats from the devil.
That bring up a good question because I swear to God, anytime I hear somebody that has approached Aftermath, they do the. Ding, 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 ding. The piano chord shit.
Yeah.
With the R.E. keys again.
Yeah, and I'm strings. Like, why? Why are you doing that? You think that's going to turn them on? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hold up. Somebody, a pimp just stepped in the room. I want to put him on the phone. It's DJ Warrior.
All right. Oh, shit. Yeah, hell yeah.
How you doing?
What up, Warrior?
What's good, Warrior?
Yo, big fan of the mixtapes you've been dropping for the boy, man.
Thank you. We got more coming, man. But I'm going to let you talk to the boss real quick. I'll be back with you in a little bit.
Hold on. No doubt, man.
Look at this guy. He's so shy.
He's out.
He's so fucking shy.
He's
oh
out.
My God.
Warrior was shy. He was like,
that was a slick spin move right there.
He was a nice warrior.
He gave us the slickest spin move. He did a Kobe on our ass.
He's like, he just trying to smoke something. I don't know what this dude is doing.
Warrior be doing his damn thing, though, man. He's hot. That dude is talented. But yeah, but
he's the one that hosted the
Cal Troy, yeah.
Man, and bless y'all for that. We got Caltroit Metropolis, but I'm not moving that till next year because it's so much that we putting into Caltroit Metropolis. Like Little Brothers on there, I gotta have my Roots cats, gotta have Dice Ball. You know what
look.
I mean? I gotta
That's
have Pharoah Monch. There's so many cats that.
Did you say Roots?
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to sell that album, dude?
You know what? It's not about that for me, man. It's just about
Roots
giving
and Bishop?
Fresh music.
We
and
need
it's so
that.
Easier when it ain't no red tape and ain't going through no labels where you got to have A&Rs tell you, oh, that's not.
God damn
no,
it.
It's
man,
like,
man.
Shut up. It's hip hop, man. If you want to do 48 million bars with some old cannabis Wu-Tang type stuff and there's 10 niggas on the record, that's what it's going to be.
Yo, dude, I want to fucking send this dude a check.
And we going to love it.
But I got a question, though.
What's that, Tim?
I love that whole movement, that shit. I'm a fan of it. But at the bottom line, the whole business is to make money.
Yeah.
So how do y'all get away with it? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
because
you're putting money into it.
Yeah, because you're getting all these elite cats, producers, I mean, MCs.
And time is money.
And time is money. So how can y'all afford to put out heat for free?
Because I'm writing all the stuff for Detox and write for other people in the industry. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
It's real estate ventures. It's all kind of other stuff because I'm just not in it for the money. It's about taking care of my family, and that's being done. But at the end of the day, my goal is just to keep pushing fresh music, fresh new MCs, fresh new producers, and just putting that energy back into people. Like, y'all telling me this is the greatest payment. That y'all got that, and y'all rock that, and y'all listen to that, and y'all feel what it's about. You know what I mean?
I wish more cats could follow that recipe, though, man. Because, I mean, that shit is it's beautiful. I mean, when you get, you know, quality music for free with the best producers,
conscious free.
So the thing is,
it's not just free. It's not bootleg. It's free. It's meant to be free.
You're reversing the whole fucking, the whole stigma of fucking bootlegging because now, now look at us. Right now, we're fucking loyal as fuck. When he drops that album, I'm going to buy it. I know you two will buy it.
Because you know record labels be shitting themselves. They see this and they like, oh shit, they're putting out another one for free. God damn it. What are we going to do?
We're going to leak this album.
Call Steve Goldberg. That's why I can't really be in that building, man. I only go up there to see my true cats up there and hang out with them, but I don't talk to them executives because they bottom line is what's the next ringtone hit we can have.
Exactly.
Man. And they just keep debilitating the art form and just people aren't excited, man.
That's what you're doing though. You're getting loyal listeners and it's a beautiful fucking thing because nobody's
I love it.
And that means the most to me because that's what it's about. So I be doing this stuff on album budget. You know what I mean? I got to recoup it, but oh well. You know what I mean? It's about people getting fresh music. It's going to inspire them to do fresh music. It's going to let them know they're not alone and how they feel about everybody being auto-tuned and everybody got T-Pain on the hook and everybody got the same format. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
I'm glad you said it.
It's real talk.
It's true.
It is. Akon, I saw Family, Cardinal Official, my man, his album coming. So, but it's just about giving opportunities and different windows for all the rest of the sounds to come out. Not just that, but that's all the corporate dudes is looking at.
Right.
You got a single, it's T-Pain on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Everybody's not formatted to have T-Pain on the hook, but everybody's formatting themselves to have T-Pain on the hook. I'm glad T-Pain getting his money.
It's true, though.
With Lil Wayne on the remix.
It's about everybody coming with the same beat, coming with the same hook.
Same.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody auto-tuning. Rappers even auto-tuning themselves. It's like, man, what are we doing?
Yeah, cause you know,
I don't like Cher.
Have you heard of this dude named Wale? He out of DC.
Nah,
you ain't heard of Cat yet. Shit. I'm gonna put you up on him. Dude is sweet. He's an underground cat. He's still indie.
Oh, but he's got buzz now.
He's got buzz. But dude, on his mixtape, you remember the skit where the record exec called him?
Oh yeah.
And he's like, yo, we got an idea for you. He's like, it's a new single. It's called Crank That Spider Monkey.
No, it's Flying Squirrel. It was
Crank That Flying Squirrel. My bad. And the dude was like, he's like, yo, Soulja Boy got Crank That. He's like, no, this is different. He's like, this is Crank That Flying Squirrel. Brand new dance. He's like,
exactly.
He was like, whole new thing. He's like, it's not the same.
And so, we need to have more people doing that. So yeah, shout out to Wale out of DC. I'm behind it just by hearing that.
Check for him.
It's people being able to stand up. Like, I always talk about it. We'll have discussions about it. When Pac and Biggie died, people got real PC. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Because they thought rap was the reason that Pac and Biggie got killed. Right. It had nothing to do with rap. That was the cover up.
Right.
So when that happened, everybody got real touchy about saying, your shit is whack. Fuck you, nigga.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right, right. Then that was the way whack niggas got in. They ain't going to say nothing to us.
Uh-huh.
And we just going to let bygones be bygones. Right. And what happened, you know, and the outcome of it was we got all this whack shit. And now the real niggas is all but not. And it's just a whole bunch of bullshit. Right. You know what I mean?
Niggas
and everything got a built-in dance. Everything is called a snack. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you got grown-ass
yeah.
niggas dancing like bitches. You know what I mean?
Niggas started snapping after,
yo,
after
they, you know what I mean? And I understand the step movement and all that. That shit is dope for what they doing. You know what I mean? But it's like, come on, dog. Niggas is grown men and niggas is twerking their hips like bitches in the strip club.
Right. You ain't lying.
That's what y'all do.
But don't fit every nigga into that mold.
Be doing that shit too. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing.
Yeah.
I miss the Organized Confusion album. You know, I miss what Wu-Tang used to be. You know what I mean? What Redman was doing. Just, I think about how influential ODB was. When I listen to Brooklyn Zoo, I'm like, yo, where is records like this?
This nigga
started out the record like, nigga, what? I'll bust your motherfucking ass right now. Ain't no motherfucking joke.
No doubt.
It was no T-Pain hook, nothing, and that shit was on the radio. Cream was on the radio.
With 12 niggas, like you said, 12 niggas spitting 98 bars.
Triumph. Look how long that song was, but we loved it, and we listened to the whole thing.
No hook.
See, that's how times have changed. And
no hook, just 96 niggas on the same track.
That nigga bust through with cardboard wings on, perpendicular to the squat.
Hell yeah.
That shit was fly.
He said perpendicular to the squat.
Oh, shit.
That's the RZA.
Oh, my God.
That RZA be on some shit.
Shout out to RZA, but, you know, that's what I'm talking about.
No doubt.
We need them chambers again. We only got one chamber, and it's all dance music.
He
and then it's so
chamber.
Bad that niggas is down turning to techno rappers.
Checkmate.
Niggas is rapping over techno beats.
No, man, hell yeah. What's the dude? Wiz Khalifa or whatever the fuck his name is. Fuck that, dude.
The anti-backpack song.
Hell
and
yeah.
that's the homeboy. You know what I mean? But I still got to tell the truth. We doing a remix right now. Me and Glasses, you know, focused in the remix.
Hold on. You and Glasses doing a remix with Wiz?
Yeah, man.
My bad.
No, tell the truth, Sam the Devil. I didn't know. I was like, what the fuck is this faggot music?
Bishop, you got the white man nervous again.
Oh.
You got him all nervous.
No,
again.
I love that shit, man. Oh, fuck
okay.
that, man. I don't even like that track.
I don't like that track. Is it wrong for me to be honest?
Hell no.
I always tell niggas, when you was in high school, did you like everybody and did everybody like you?
No, nigga.
You had your side of the motherfucking campus, they had their side. You had the goth kids, you had the weirdo kids, you had the geeks, you had the jocks, you had the cheerleader bitches, you had the street dudes. Everybody had their own zone in the cafeteria.
You know, Bishop, I think you're hurting some people's feelings. I think you should stop.
I mean, I can only be honest, man, and I respect what it is. You know what I mean? You know, I don't have to like it, but I respect it because you're doing what you're doing. That's the best of your ability.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I only get mad when I know a nigga got crazy bars and got crazy style, but you're doing this bullshit because that's the way for you to get paid. Hell
thank yeah. you. Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Man.
That's when I have a problem, but you can't be mad at Soulja Boy. How is he 16, 17?
Bring that back. That's for real.
This nigga got glue on his glasses, man. You can't be mad at a nigga.
He said glue.
He got glue on his glasses,
yo, this dude's on our dartboard right now, yo. No doubt. I'm looking at it right now.
It's not glue. Hurricane Chris. That's what they do as kids.
Yo, Hurricane Chris.
Perfect example. We saw him on Green Lantern shit.
Spitting
for 5 minutes. I'm talking about 5 minutes of heat. Freestyling.
He doing his thing.
But his single was garbage.
He didn't have no white out on his glasses.
Yeah.
he didn't have no glue on his wig and nothing.
But then you get the album or you get the singles and it's like, damn, where is that?
You see what I'm saying?
Where is that lyricism at? We heard it.
It's like, dude, they came out with Soulja Boy with the silly. You know what I mean? And dude knew it was trash himself because he said in the interview, yo, I got more skills than that. I don't want that to represent me. But when these young kids come into the business, they look to these these guys in these suits and ties and be like, this is what you need to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't fault them because I know what that trap is. You know what I mean? Because they try to put me through that trap, but I'm a grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying? I'm 30 this year, nigga. At that time when I was 26. So it's like, be fucking for real, nigga. I'm a grown-ass man. Fuck you. You know, niggas want to put me in a bulletproof vest, too, and make me 50 part two. They want to make me 40 cent. You know what I mean?
They see you on YouTube like pumping them.
Come on, you're from the streets.
He's like, come on, buddy. He's like,
come on,
from the
buddy.
Streets.
You know what I mean? Let's shoot a whole bunch of people on the records.
I seen you on YouTube doing those bench presses. Oh. Come on.
Wow. That's it. You're Diesel.
You're Diesel.
You know what I mean? But they try to put you in these boxes. I'm like, yo, 50 done killed everybody. There's nobody left for me to shoot.
Except for Ashanti and Ja Rule. I'm Good Morning America.
You know what I mean? M done did all the drugs. There's nothing to do.
Bang.
I just got to be me. Game done gang banged all the way, niggas. That's what you want me to do.
Right,
I can only do what I do.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, these cats, that's what they want to do to people, but it's just giving a balance, you know what I mean, of all that bullshit out there and letting people be able to really kick bars and have real hooks and have real conceptual, you know what I'm saying, videos. But MTV is garbage. Sucker Free is full of suckers.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I don't understand. I don't like the basement no more because it's not the basement. It's an art loss. I've said that shit for years now.
You ain't lying. Sucker Free is sucker full. That shit is garbage.
Yeah. It's like, are you serious?
It was whack. Whacked in a month.
Yeah, the top 10 MCs of 2008 was a.
Did you see that shit?
That shit was garbage.
I laughed all the way through it.
What'd you think about it?
And Sway is there, and I'm like, this is Sway.
I no doubt.
Sway come from the Wake Up Show, but the nigga getting his money, so like,
the nigga got compromised.
Hell yeah.
Make you
I want to say what I want to say, but I've got this check in my
hand. I got this wonderful check, and I keep getting my dreads done.
He walk around hoping somebody don't snatch the dread out that basket.
that nigga's dreads is dipped in gold now, nigga. That nigga's balling.
Gold tip dreads.
Keeping it real.
With a check on the end.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? But when you got things like that, imagine what the listeners that don't know real MCs, real music, they really take that list as the real thing.
No doubt. You're right.
Yeah, they don't know, man.
You know what I mean? Like, imagine, I keep it real, all the way real. Snoop Dogg, the big homeboy, love him, but the nigga put out Sensual Seduction.
Thank you. Yo.
Got you, Fro.
Yo, you don't know, dude. On this show, we've had a debate.
We've had debates.
We were split down the middle. One half said, dude, that's a cool club
record. People calling in.
I said, that's
split.
Garbage.
And it'd be a cool club record if it was T-Pain.
Yeah.
If it was Usher, but this is Snoop Dogg. Murder Was the Case That They Gave.
Hell yes.
What's my motherfucking name? This nigga's
hell
on there.
Yes.
Thank you.
With Prince outfits on. That's my hero, but nigga, come on.
Nah, it was funny as shit.
Yeah.
I love watching it because of
it's funny watching the video.
Yeah,
but it's like, yo, this is a hip hop icon.
Thank you, man.
This the nigga that was on the shiznit, you know what I'm saying? Bussing.
Right.
This nigga 1, 2, 3 into the 4, you know, and the nigga singing.
Yeah, it's changed. It's a different game.
Different game, man.
But it's sold.
Like, it wasn't auto-tune. It was talkbox. I'm like, I grew up on Roger and Zapp. That's not talkbox.
No,
that's auto-tune.
Hell yeah, it is.
Cher did that shit.
There's
in the
a clear
80s.
Difference. Do you believe in love and that gay
exactly.
shit? Cher
remember
did.
She had the outfit on the Navy ship?
Yes, sir.
Believing in love and they got the Cher effect on their vocals.
And cats don't know the difference, man.
Nope.
They don't know
saying?
The difference.
So you just have to look at it and be honest about it. It's like, yo. Come on back home. That's not Snoop Dogg, but he wanted to experiment. He got a country record on there.
Right. I heard that
I heard
too.
That shit.
Come on.
They had him at the CMA Awards.
Exactly, and that's great and all, but come on, dude. That's like when Nelly did that record with that cowboy nigga.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No, he wasn't like, an N-word, dude. He's a white guy.
Yeah.
Cowboy. Yeah, that shit was
whatever, nigga.
But it's just being honest about it and really letting people know, like, yo, that shit ain't cool.
Nah.
But niggas want to get the bitches, and the bitches move into the club, so it's cool, and you keep getting brainwashed to it. I'm like, nigga, but put on anything, nigga, classic shit, the next episode, or, you know what I'm saying, Lottie Dottie, whatever you want to do, you know what I'm saying, Doggy Dog World, ain't no fun if the homies ain't had none. Put on some real Snoop Dogg records and watch how motherfuckers move.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying,
timeless,
any day,
timeless.
Instead of that shit, so niggas got to go into some real gay techno shit. So you're going to see, remember on Boondocks with Gangstalicious and all that shit?
I remember Gangstalicious.
Rap going on right now.
Gangstalicious was tough too until he got challenged. That motherfucker bitched up like a mug.
And he got kidnapped and put in that forest with that tongue kiss scene. There's a lot of tongue kiss rap going on right now.
But he was a gangster. He was.
Bishop Dog, we appreciate all the time, man.
No doubt.
Shout out to listeners. Tell them where they can go.
Yeah.
to catch everything, the new release?
I'm a Geico caveman, but you can check out my MySpace page. I think it's MySpace/BishopLamont. Then you got BishopLamont.com. If that fails, just Google a nigga. My monkey face will pop up.
Oh,
your ripples, nigga. Your ripples will pop up.
You know what I'm saying? It's all kind of stuff to get into, but I appreciate all the support, man, from y'all and the listeners, man. I can't even call them fans. It's family, and I appreciate that. My whole thing is just to keep moving the movement, man, and making people want to think and speak. You know, you shouldn't be afraid to say how you feel, man. You're doing yourself a disservice if you don't say this shit is whack. You man. Suck. Because back in the day, what did niggas do? Your shit ain't fresh. Our shit is fresh.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be it BDP and Juice Crew or LL and Kumo D. Niggas went at it.
Yeah.
And it was all healthy because it was just about the movement of hip-hop. Niggas doing it like this over here, y'all doing it like that over there, but never was niggas biting and recycling niggas' rhymes and everybody dressing alike and using the same producers and everybody. And this swag thing, man, the swag kills me. He can't really rap, but he got swag.
Swagger.
Yeah. That shit out.
Hell yeah.
Hey Bishop, and can you remind these motherfucking punk-ass niggas to stop wearing these tight jeans?
Man, wait till you hear the first single called Grow Up, man. These niggas grow up with these young jeans on, these underage jeans.
Extra medium.
Jordache.
You know, niggas run around with mohawks on. I didn't even feel comfortable with Mr. T having a mohawk, but I was a kid. But niggas run around with mohawks and V-neck t-shirts on and chains and ain't got no bike. You got bike chains, but you ain't got a bike.
Damn.
You got Vans on, but you ain't got a skateboard. I don't know.
No.
Niggas,
shit.
You know what I mean? Niggas with their man purses, they fanny packs and shit. I don't know, man.
Don't even carry the weed in there.
You know what I'm saying? They got lip gloss in there. You know what I mean? Niggas is real Ryan Seacrest right now, man.
What they call the thigh master? Nigga,
man.
You know what I'm saying? Look at a thigh master in that motherfucking Louis bag.
You see what I'm saying? Oh, he got a Louis bag on his waist. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Oh, man. Shit.
That's all I'm saying. And see, we having fun and it's real. If people catch take offense to it, I don't give a fuck.
No
if
doubt.
If you look gay, you look gay. I mean, you know, gay is gay. Do your gay thing. Gay. Get in the parade, do what you do.
Get some roller skates, some lip gloss, you know, and a Louis bag. Hit the bricks.
If you gangstalicious, be gangstalicious, but don't pretend like that's hip hop.
No doubt. No doubt.
Man, we appreciate the time, Bishop, man. Yo,
man,
we're going to get at you again.
We got to have you back on, man.
Yo, yes, sir. Whatever, man. Bless y'all so much. But that Grow Up single's coming soon, produced by Dr. Dre.
Grow Up.
That's going to be the first single, man. The Reformation is in full effect. I can't wait for y'all to hear that Dilla record, The Lord Finesse. There's so much madness on there, but right now, The Confessional, please get that, man. I apologize again for bitch-ass DJ Strong, but June 10th, man.
June 10th.
It's going to be lovely. So June definitely, 10th. Man, as soon as y'all get it, just hit me up, man.
For sure.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Be easy, Bishop.
All right. Much love, y'all.
Thank
you. All right, man.
Peace.
Wow.
Man.
Classic material right
there.
Gotta
be my favorite.
I think I'm done with this show.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though?
At this exact moment, I'm done.
What else needs to be said?
Nothing.
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 That shit is...
Let's close it off.
I'll tell you what needs to be said one more time.
What's that?
Them gay-ass jeans.
Hell yeah.
Let's just make sure y'all was clear. Be clear.
I got an old school one for y'all, man. Yeah, I think y'all gonna like it.
If y'all peg y'all legs up one more inch, I'm gonna throw a rock.
Dog Pound, baby.
Yeah.
We going West Coast for the closeout. Got love for all of y'all still listening. If you ain't listening, catch us on the podcast, baby. We out.
Space and time, the elevation of my rhymes elevate the mind. It's a clear blue sky and a clear blue day for a G from DPG to wear clear blue and gray. I come, I came, I am, I ain't the nigga you wants to fuck with. Get pimped like paint, bottoms up. Nigga, give it all you got from the bottom to the top or get shanked, get shot. Provocative footage of this lyrical abuse, transgression from this infectious and alone. They on the loose and unstoppable. Das, my motherfucking nigga from back in the past. Now imagine yourself in the bottomless pit with no way you're climbing now. And this ain't the punishment, that nigga's just a crack. How should I react with intentions to keep on mashing, strap to strap? Is this my boundary from county to county? Your homies wanna try to soak me like Bounty. Dog Pound gangster all day, all night. Partying like a motherfucker now all night. But simple in fact, I've been wanting to serve your whole fucking crew. Now what you wanna do?
What you wanna do?
Hold up your weapon, slowly stepping, caught your homie straight slipping. You should've known from the jump, nigga. That up's tripping. I get the buck, you get the duck.
Dog pound gangster gets to dipping in the cup. My performance is enormous. The way that I stake the corner, I catch him and let him have it. What's up with my opponents? I hold it down for the 2-1. I'll be gunned down by no one. Forever I reign, top dog number one. My rhymes are so explainable. When dog that's untrainable, uncontainable. My mind state's so strainable. I'm a DPGC for life. I do what I feel and I do what I like. I'm a DPGC for life. And I do what I feel and I do what I like. I'm a DPGC for life. I'm gonna do what I feel and I'm gonna do what I like. I'm a DPGC for life. I'm gonna do what I feel and I'm gonna do what I like.
I hit it like shots from the homie strap. I smoke Indo and I sip cognac. Give a fuck what your name is, I tell you quick. Face to face, punk, you can eat a dick. Cause you're all out of time, out of sight, out of mind. Something I wouldn't do without a nine. I got a pocket full of papers and a trunk full of beat. Mashing all through the streets, rolling with some heat. I'm heated, repeated, day after day. Daily survival tactics in LA. I'm on point and alert, with skills like a hunting expert. Fuck around and get hurt. I put to work like a chemist, mentally known to cause motherfucking dilemmas. See me in black and beware, it's a dog pound gangsta on the loose out there.
Now here's the kickoff as I'm about to rip off. Boy, just knocking lips off, traveling like a spitball. I hit y'all right between the eyes, smack dab in the middle. With my rhymes on my riddles, ain't got no time to fiddle. Battle, dibble, dabble, gotta rock like Fraggle. I'm hitting so hard that I'm leaving them snaggle. Like Leon Sphinx, this black cat's got your jinx. Fuck around and you'll get chipped off like the Sphinx. Think about it, better yet forget it. Play like it bold, cause you never gonna get it. The style, the flavor, the flow, the solo. Whist, hit you in a second. 1-2, mic checking. That's my lethal weapon, like a chain and ball I'm wrecking. Shop, checking, Glock, not in my pocket. No need for cocking, gauges. Just flipping scripts and ripping pages. Rages the amazing, trail blazing. Close shaving like Naroko, you can't let go. Hell no, I'm that lyrical murderer. Stranded on the road with my ill-type flow. And
Guru, turn this shit up. What is it? I know a million people already.
Jay-Z remix, A Milli.
Let's make it a billion.
Bounce. OT, I'm going in.
Yeah. A billy, a billy, a billy, a billionaire. Call me Philly Collins, I feel a billionaire's in the air. I affiliate with Billy Gates, that's my pair. And John Manillionaire is my consigliere. When I wear billionaire, boys club is more than care. I don't wear it cause for real, I wear it cause I'm for real.
I see bad people.
I see Benjamins and a billion other big head people. I'm a natural born hustler, Marcy Project motherfucker. Turn professional journalist reporting live from the gutter with girls. Carry box cutters, brother, shoot up with undercover screaming, fuck the world. Why? Cause don't nobody love a Sean Carter, Sean Bell. What's the difference? Do tell. 50 shots of 50 mil. Ain't no difference, go to hell. So, rah, rip a shot for Barack Obama. Chains gon' call my armor by the whole hood. Llamas on me. Rock Nation on me. Million strong in the mantra gon' be. It is whatever it's gon' be. On three, Sean in the Humvee. Y'all could call it cold ball. I'm declaring I'm free. Bumping Pac in the Outlaws. I'm flying in all outdoors. I ball out pause. I buy champagne companies. I'm past buying out bars, but I do that. I'm so past G5s and G4s, but I flew back, back and forth like Aaliyah. Rest in peace to you. Takes a nation of millions to hold us back. But when your boy reach a billion, it's a wrap. Yeah, Rock Nation, it takes a nation to stop. I'm signing off, it's the hood's Barack. Brah. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Motherfucker, I'm ill.
Mac, I'm gone. A millionaire, I'm a young money millionaire. Tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease like a menstrual bleed. Through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind. Cause I don't write shit cause I ain't got time. Cut my seconds, minutes, hours go to the all. Mighty dollar in the all. Mighty power. power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father, motherfucker, copper. Got the Maserati dancing on the bridge. Pussy popping, tell the coppers, ha 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 ha. You can't catch them, you can't stop them. I go by them goon rules. If you can't beat them, then you pop them. You can't man them, then you mop them. You can't stand them, then you drop them. You pop them, cause we pop them like Orville Redenbacher. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. A million here, a million there. Sicilian bitch with long hair, with coconut every year, like smoking the thinnest air. I open a Lamborghini, hoping them crackers see me. Like, look at that bastard Weezy. He's a beast, he's a dog, he's the motherfucking problem. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a gobbler? Nothing, nothing. You ain't scaring nothing. On some faggot bullshit, call him Dennis Rodman. Call me with your own peach, call me on my sidekick. Never answer when it's private. Damn, I hate a shy bitch. Don't you hate a shy bitch? Yeah, I hate a shy bitch. She ain't shy no more. She changed her name to my bitch. Yeah, nigga, that's my bitch. So when she asked for the money, when you threw, don't be surprised, bitch. And it ain't tricking if you got it. But you like a bitch with no ass. You ain't got shit. Motherfucker, I'm ill, not sick. And I'm okay, but my watch sick. Yeah, my drop sick. Yeah, my clock sick. Am I not thick? I'm ill. Motherfucker, I'm ill. Yeah. See, they say I'm rapping like Big J and Tupac. Andre 3000, what is Erykah Badu at? Who that say they gon' be Lil Wayne? My name ain't Big, but I keep that flame. Like, who that wanna do that? Boy, you knew that you that swallow. And I be this shit, now you got loose bowels. I don't owe you like 2 vowels, but I would like for you to pay me by the hour. And I'd rather be pushing flowers than to be in the pen sharing showers. Tony told us this world was ours, and the Bible told us every girl was sour. Don't flee in a garden and don't smell her flower. Call me Mr. Carter or Mr. Lawnmower. Boy, I got so many bitches like I'm Mike Lowry. Even Gwen Stefani say she couldn't doubt me. Motherfucker, I say life ain't shit without me. Chrome lips poking out the coupe, look like it's pouting. I do what I do and you do what you can do about it. Bitch, I'll turn a crack rock into a mountain. Damn, man, don't you compare me, cause there ain't nobody near me. They don't see me, but they hear me. They don't feel me, but they fear me. I'm ill at C3, 3P.
Yeah. Let me just let y'all know, podcast is over. That means the show has just begun. I know y'all love my voice. No. Show has just begun when the podcast is over.
Oh!
Yeah. I got one problem.
Yeah.
That's alcohol.
That right. Go.
A nigga or a bitch ain't one. Yeah,
Royce, getting I'm that done joke, talking.
I converse with guns barking. Chop your whole crew up and put y'all in one coffin. Pull up with something awesome. Valet should pay to park it. I'm motherless. God made me when he created arson. Keep busting until they all gone. I'm www.murder, log on. A lot of mouth on these rap niggas, a lot of doubting. A bunch of lame ass niggas sounding like Roger Troutman. You need to look at my track record, I'm spaz happy. I heard a well known fag just took a jab at me. Yeah, you already know what I do to fools. So when I see you, I ain't gonna be in the music mood. Get you stumped good, take your whole turn into an overnight celebrity like that nigga that punched Suge. Don't gotta thank the player. You welcome to Detroit, the city that you can't compare with the gangster mayor. You wet, you ain't sprayer. Fuck what your TV say. Them ain't no real D niggas snitching on DEA. The topic of your discussion is my release date. Bottle after bottle, I drink till I can't see straight.
Now I'm niggas just talking to you, goddamn.
Questions about cash is as long
tired
as you still
time with my nigga Shady. Call it a show.
Straight.
Being
ain't got no problem with him, but I
you
will promise this.
Stop being a bitch.
Nigga throwing my name around, I'ma kill him.
Stop.
I got a lot
stop
to spend.
Giving
spend so much
Todd salad service.
On my enemies. I forgot
stop
to watch my friends. Thought I was already
yourself.
Covered
Pause.
Until I found out my nigga Trey Lutter was loyal to R. Kelly's brother.
Get the fist out your monkey ass.
Whatever you do,